And I grew up that way, and I started going to school when I was about, oh, I think 6 years old. And we didn't have any rubbers to wear to school, or any overshoes or rubber boots like you fellas have today. When I was a little fella, I used to have to wear shanks. That was made out of the skin off of cattle's legs. I used to wear it, make them first when I was small out of deer's, and then we got big enough, we'd make them out of small cattle at a year old, and then as we got older, they'd be made out of two-year-old cattle's pine feet, and we wore the shanks to school. And I lived about, 700 yards from the schoolhouse. And in the winter time, the weather was so bad, lots of big snowstorms, that I used to have to crawl to school on the hands and knees over the drift. The drift was about, 10, 12 feet high in the road, and you couldn't walk through them. So we'd have to take a lunch in our pocket and our books we'd tie them together and tie them on our back, and then we'd crawl over these snow drifts till we got down by the schoolhouse where it wasn't drifted any. In night times, we'd go back and we'd have to crawl over them home. Well, when we got home, we all had chores to do. We each had our own chores. We'd start out with carrying the kindling wood, and then we'd have to feed the chickens and feed the pigs and feed the calves. We always had a few calves around. We had cattle on the farm. And we'd feed these calves and give them their supper, and then we'd go outdoors to play. And we used to have big snow drifts and all around the house 12 feet high, and we'd take shovels and we'd dig big holes in these snow drifts, and we'd have them for our camp where we live in. And then out along the fence where the snow wasn't blowing, we'd cut big squares of snow out and lift them up. We'd make a great big fence. We'd call it a fort. Well, then some get on one side of the fort and some on the other, and we'd make snowballs and throw it back at one another, and whoever got hit, why, they was out of the game. And there was one that finished up and had the most men when we got through, and we were the ones that won the game.